Right. Yeah, but you know what was interesting?
So you're left-handed too, bro.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing about the Benjamite, well, not funny thing, is that actually that tribe was different because most of the Benjamites were left-handed.
Yep.
And actually, if you read chapter 20, I think it's in verse 16, and they were tremendously skilled. I think there's that verse that says that, I mean, they can swing a sling
at a stone.
At a stone and
not miss it.
Literally hit the hear of a, you know, the size of an object the size of a hear. I mean, so they were extremely skillful. So obviously, I'm sure people can add to this, but there's a tremendous lesson here. And you see the providence of God even in this situation where he uses these were unorthodox in a sense, but at the same time, most of that tribe were left-handed. So, you know, although it's, you know, to Brother Emil's point, in that day it was not unusual, especially if you're from that tribe, that most, maybe 90, 95, maybe more, I don't know the number, the percentage, but most of those people were left-handed. And God used that as a great example, and you'll see it coming out, you know, the way he uses the dagger, stuff like that. But the Benjamites were special, and God used them in that way.
It was still a minority, right? There wasn't many of them.
Yes, they were. Right.
So just to continue on that, the sling, just to see what the flesh does to the tribe of Benjamin when they're affected by it. When you think of the tribe of Benjamin, you don't think of Saul, but here was a man kind of after the flesh, you can say that respectfully for the first anointed king. But he was big, he was tall, all things that the flesh would want. But when it came to using a sling and a stone against the enemy of the children of Israel, he was powerless against Goliath, and it had to be David who would then use his sling. So the flesh had taken this, which he should have been skilled with. I don't know if he was lefty or not, but he should have been skilled being from the tribe of Benjamin, but he wasn't. And that's what we have in the tribe of Benjamin, small and things that seem weak. Lefties, we have three in the room. Yeah. So they're minority, they're small, they're maybe considered weird or weak. My grandmother was forced to learn how to write with her right hand because being lefty was, I guess, considered something bad back then. So she was forced to learn how to write with her right hand. So there's this peculiarness and this weakness out of it. And that's exactly what's needed to combat the flesh along with killing it. So in the world, we dwell in the world. That was the problem. Mm-hmm. We are in the world. We're not to dwell in it, but we are in the world. We're not of it. With the flesh, there's no, well, you have the flesh, so give it some room. You know, go to the bar and just drink water at the bar or whatever you want to do. I'm not trying to give do's and don'ts, just examples. There's no room for giving the flesh any sway in our lives. It has to be dealt with with a sword, and that's, in this case, it's inflicted on Eglon. But in the case of the weakness, it's, I die daily. I crucify myself. And there's a writer who was talking about combating the flesh, and when you think of going in combat, you ask a warrior and you say, what is your mindset? He says, well, after I kill six men, I'm prepared to kill the seventh. Well, in combating the flesh, it's, I've died six times, and I'm prepared to die a seventh. And that's what it takes in combating the flesh, is crucifying ourselves, recognizing it as dead, applying this weakness and this weakness to the flesh and the knife, the two-edged sword here.
Can I take on what you said, another Benjaminite that I think will speak here? Is another soul that became Paul. And one of the things that he got an infirmity from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have to just have a spirit of relying upon him to conquer the flesh. There is another thought of, although it's an element of weakness and infirmity, and yet the Lord will give it to us to maintain humility in the life of the believer. And once we have such a spirit, because remember what the flesh is. The flesh is I. It's always me. But the Lord will bring me down to the spirit of humility. And as long as I reach that spirit, relying on the strength of someone else, the Spirit of God, then I can conquer, you might say, the activity of the flesh. But one thing we have to understand, that it is not something that I can resist. Resist the devil. There is, you know, verses to encourage us to resist the devil and he will flee from you. But in the case of flesh, overall, the principle in New Testament, see, the devil will flee from me. I can resist him as I draw nigh to God. But when it comes to the flesh, it is something that you flee from. Flee from youthful lust. Flee from fornication. Flee from idolatry. And so forth and so on. So it's very good what you reminded us of, Matthew. Element of weakness is good. Little strength is good. Because then is when God can do his work and all glory goes to him.
Paul just said in that portions, and when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
Yeah, so you were asking about Benjamin, and I think, again, let me summarize what you said. What is Benjamin? Is the smallest, the insignificant one. That is what we need to keep in mind. What is a qualification for one to be used by God? One consider himself insignificant. Take reality of who you are, and not to be ashamed of it. I'm a Benjamin. I'm born of Adam. Can't do anything about it. That's just the way it is. So, the first thing is to be comfortable with the fact that you are insignificant. Otherwise, I think Brother Marcel was speaking about compromise. I'll try to compromise to be a big shot. Ehud realized he was a Benjaminite. Not only that, so he was insignificant. He had something that the world looked down upon. The world looked down upon a left-handed man. That's what the world looked upon. So the world will look down upon you. Because to them, there is something wrong with you. What do you mean? You still in high school or in college and you still a virgin? I'm going to speak bluntly here. You guys know what I'm talking about. What's wrong with you? They will consider that as a weakness, a handicap, something wrong with you? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is what the world think. This is not what God's order is. And you are not following what the world thinks. So there is no compromise. You are insignificant as far as the world is concerned. And you have something that they look upon with maybe despise, maybe mocking, maybe making fun of you, maybe pushing you in one way or the other. He said, I'm a left-handed man. But you know what? It was that left-handed man. That God, you see, God is looking for those who really have the proper estimation of themselves. Understand that because now the strength is not in evil. The strength is in the Lord. The Lord deliver. The Lord deliver to his hand. It is not that, see, you wanna be somebody for the Lord? You gotta let the Lord take over. It's not because of you or your ability, your intellect, your smartness, your handsomeness, your beauty, whatever it is. It is the Lord that would use you. So the first thing is, for the qualification, insignificant as far as the world is concerned. And you might have something that you sometimes feel like, I wish I'm like somebody else. You know, and you get into that mode of things, you start looking around you, and you say, I wish I'm beautiful like her, or I wish I'm handsome, or I'm smart, or I'm... Don't compare yourself with anybody. God created you in a certain way, and he would use you for his glory, and be content and satisfied with that. Don't start getting into, because it leads to depression. That's what it leads to. Well, you know, I'm not as handsome as him, then I'm going to feel bad for myself, and or I start hating him. That's what it does. That's what really does. So we need to be conscious of these things. These are the world way of thinking. And the flesh will gravitate toward that. Insignificant, I might have certain inability, but God, if God wanted me to be certain something else, he would have made me that way. But he made me the way I am, and I want to be used of him.
Self-occupation.
Exactly, that's right.
Self-occupation. Whether it's self-occupation in my infirmities, it's self-occupation. If it's self-occupation in something that others might see in me as being great, that's obviously self-occupation. But that's what need is the flesh. That's what the enemy is seeking for us to be occupied with. But our occupation shouldn't be self-occupation. Our occupation should be here as this Benjamite, the left-handed man, and who was able to take the sword with two edges and properly apply it.